50 years after the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote a series of 7 Harry Potter fan fiction novels. This is book 3 in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Commentors from Azkaban. Hello, Amoras, everyone. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike. Sammy Gallup joins me.
Hello, Mikey Mike.
Hello, Sammy Sam.
I like that hello.
Well,
Morris and I today.
My voice is really strained because I was riding roller coasters all weekend and then I went to Blink-182 again. So now I have no voice.
Wow, that has blown my mind.
What?
The roller coasters bit.
Didn't you know I was in Gold Coast?
Oh, you were in Gold Coast.
Yeah,
yeah.
We went to Movie World.
I forgot. I haven't asked you about that at all.
Oh, it was good. There's not much needs to be said. Listen to my podcast. I talked about it. 20th Century Boy.
Okay. I was going to say the intro because the way you that was almost sing-songy where I thought you were going to go into like a kind of banjo in the back.
Yeah. It could have been that Steve Martin sort of style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went to some theme parks.
Yeah. Funnily enough, Warner Brothers Movie World in the Gold Coast, not a single like Harry Potter related thing there.
Wow. Why?
Maybe it's too expensive to license. Cause all they've got is like the 2002 Scooby-Doo movie,
which is
now like 20 years old.
Yeah.
And like Superman and I guess like the Joker and Green Lantern.
Isn't the Scooby-Doo ride like one of the most highly rated ones?
Yeah, the Scooby-Doo ride's closed at the moment though.
Oh.
But it is funny because I went there as a kid when the Scooby-Doo ride just opened and I was like 8, 10 maybe. And like you wait in line and what they show on the screens is like essentially like the DVD special features of Scooby-Doo, like the making of that movie.
Love it. You've got Matthew Lillard.
Yeah.
You know, the other guys.
Not Courtney Cox. Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yep.
The girl from Freaks and Geeks.
Yep.
And then the girl, the lady.
Girl.
It's Sarah Michelle Gellar. Gellar.
Mike said Gellar. You got it wrong. You stuffed it up.
But like 20 years later, I go back. It's the same.
It's the same.
It's like, surely there's been a new like Scooby-Doo thing, but yeah. I like those Scooby-Doo movies.
This is so random. My one memory, in like year 11, I think we went on a school, like a rugby camp or rugby competition. We went up to, and for some reason they said one of the nights they're going to have like, there was like a disco at Movie World.
Oh.
We were there at nighttime.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then with like,
I think all the rides come to life at night.
Yeah.
Like in Toy Story.
Yeah, they do. But we were in, like, I think we had like it was like a disco in like this haunted house bit with like the guys and girls there. And for some reason this is one of the 2 times in my life that I crowd surfed.
Oh.
We're like, okay, get on crowd surf.
I've never crowd surfed.
Both times I've crowd surfed, I have kicked a girl in the face.
Hard or like?
Yeah, like I think so. Like it's like, because I can't tell and then like I get thrown and then, you know. Then,
yeah, you don't know where
like,
you are. Yeah,
you don't expect a foot in the face.
That's why when people crowd surf, securities quickly comes in and tries to pull you down. But like there is no, I don't think there's a greater fall from the elation of crowd surfing to the embarrassment of having to like profusely apologize to a woman for kicking her in the face.
Yeah, I was about to lie and say, I profusely apologize. Yeah. I actually ran.
Oh, so you didn't know the girl?
No.
Oh.
I saw it. I'm like, what the? And I was like, and I just ran away.
And when you say girl, you mean like a grown woman, not like a 10-year-old?
No, she would have been around my, it's like 17.
16, yeah, okay. Yeah. Wow.
16, 17. And it happened the other time I did it as well.
Where was the other time you crowdsurfed?
I think that was maybe in the same year. And it was
the same night,
the year 11 formal or whatever.
You crowdsurfed at the year 11 formal?
Or maybe it was the worm.
You know what? The year 11. No, anyway, I'm not saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so it's happened twice and I've the same outcome.
Yeah. Nice.
So,
well, sorry to hear.
No. Well, it's all good. It's just, you know, I haven't really had the guts to do it since. So yeah,
fair enough.
It would be weird at a stand-up show to end it with a, all right, now I'm going to crowd surf, everyone.
Maybe at the next Harry Potter and the Boys live show, you crowd surf.
Maybe I do.
I'll sign a boob, you crowd surf.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that we've got, that means, okay, you all the listeners.
Got to get around it.
Got to get around, but you've also really got to kind of train for it.
Yeah, and wear a helmet.
But you don't realize, like, crowd surfing as a, the person who, it's easy for me, really. Yeah,
the holder-uppers have a
holder-up, it's on you, and you have to work as a team. You can't just leave one person to do
it. But I feel like it is a bit of bystander effect. Like, people think, oh, well, this guy's got him, and then he doesn't.
No.
Because, like, people weigh, like, a lot of weight.
Yeah.
One person can't hold them up. That's you the
need to have
point.
Like I need to have, like, 20 hands on me, at least.
Yeah.
And that's just, I love that. That's standard Saturday night.
Well, what else have you been up to?
Oh, anything? Well, as we kind of said on Patreon, but maybe we didn't say it here.
Oh, yeah. Patreon.com/HarryPotterandTheBoys. Full videos and a little bit, like about 5 minutes extra at the top of the show, which is the best stuff. We save the best. We definitely don't go, oh, what can we talk about on Patreon?
We definitely don't do
that. We don't do that.
Yeah. We don't do that.
We wouldn't do that. We respect hours. You too much. Yeah,
yeah. You know what? Imagine if there was a super Patreon level that then got what we were talking about before we turned the cameras on.
People would pay that millions for that. That's scandalous.
It's very juicy. Well, before the mics come on.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, actually, the mics are rolling when we have that convo.
And then we delete it.
Because often I start recording and then I'm like, oh, by the way, I've got this like big story to tell you. And I just don't stop rolling the mics.
Yeah.
And we're not talking into the mics, but they're listening.
No, something very disturbing happened to me this week. Because you and I live quite close to each other now.
Yeah. Love that.
And I would say we've run into each other I say on accident. Apparently it's by accident.
Yeah.
I'd say we've run into each other accidentally.
Yeah. Two or three times, four or five, six.
Total, yeah, but then a lot this week.
Yes, this week.
You're often coming up to me at the shops or at the cafe near here that I'm sitting at the front of for a bit, you know.
Yeah, love that. It's great seeing you.
Yeah, it's great.
I love it.
It is great, but then I said, we ran into each other yesterday.
Yes, and you were sitting down on the bench.
I was sitting down, and you approached me standing up front on. And I said, hey, what are you listening to?
Oh, because I had my AirPods in.
And you said, I'm not wearing any undies.
No, I said, I said, I'm going to blow your mind. Then I said, I'm not wearing any undies.
And I just was, it's not, I don't even call them undies really anyway, but that's not the point. The point is, I'm like, why did you tell me? I also asked you, what were you listening to? Also, you're like complete crotch to face height. When you told me that, I was like, what?
And I was wearing shorts, like tight shorts.
Yeah. So what, why, I don't know why you were doing that.
So I think the reason I told you, it was
for a thrill.
Sort of, but like, I think I was going to get an iced coffee from Coles and I just like, I guess that morning I just didn't put undies on and I just had shorts on. And then I was like, had my shoes on and everything. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to put undies on. I'm just going to go. And then in my mind, I was like, oh, how funny would it be if I saw someone I knew and I was wearing no undies. And then I saw you.
Tell them.
Yeah. Then I saw you and I just had to tell
you're
you.
Like, that they'll never know. They'll never know. I've got no undies on.
I haven't.
Well,
sorry. Funnily enough, that same time, I also bumped into Liam Stapleton from Ben, Liam and Bell, the radio show. I bumped into him on Sword Street.
And
I didn't tell him.
You should have told him.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't tell him. But yeah, I had no undies on.
I think if you told him you weren't wearing jocks, you would have been on National Breakfast Radio today.
Nah, I doubt it.
Oh, wait.
No, because they're not national.
Yeah.
They're not, they're still on brekkie. They're not national.
Anyway, but you'd be on, so he wouldn't call, oh, this guy, I ran into a guy, you know, no undie. No. When no did undie. You free ball?
Yeah.
13, whatever. When did you free ball? When did you get caught?
Yeah, that'd what be a great know, phone
like, yeah.
I actually.
But sorry. But
oh, yeah.
Well, I feel like we didn't really get to the, oh, well, I don't know.
The bottom of it. I just, yeah.
You just wore no jocks. I've never gotten up and just not put jocks on.
Yeah.
I've got them on. I sleep in them.
Yeah. Oh, you sleep in jocks?
Yeah.
I sleep naked every night. I can't sleep with clothing on.
What?
I cannot sleep. Even a one sock, I'd have to take it off. I can't.
Where would the one sock be? I'm not going, no jocks. Well, just chuck a sock over it. That'll work.
Nah, I can't sleep with clothes. I just cannot do it.
No, I think I've got to have jocks on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't you just want to go to sleep the same way you came into this world?
No, that's not how I think of things.
But what are you worried about?
But why does that happen when you're going to sleep? Don't you want to drive the same way you came into this world? You know, you can't use that excuse. No, because
sleep is like a very private thing.
Like, your mic's being arrested. You're like, I just wanted to enjoy the library the way I came into this world. You know. Anyway.
I have a Harry Potter take. I just need to quickly, it's sound related.
Oh, okay.
So I'm actually going to have to plug these headphones in. So just, can you hold that?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Should have organized this before, but
as and we know this will not get cut out of the podcast. This will not get
cut out, so we do have to keep talking.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to think of what else happened when I saw you not wearing jocks.
Okay. Sorry. Basically, and maybe pop them on and just test the audio on that just to make sure. Is that too loud? Is that okay?
A little bit loud.
Blah, blah, blah. Is that better? Is that better? Hey. Or 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Okay, cool. So I think I have a Harry Potter bombshell that no one has ever brought up before.
Wow.
I actually think don't get me wrong. I think people know this, but I actually don't think we have ever as a society acknowledged this part of Harry Potter.
Where, as a society?
I think this should have been talked about a lot more, but it hasn't. Okay. And I don't know really why.
Harry Potter bombshell.
And I want you to just listen very closely to this excerpt from the first Harry Potter movie. Okay. Just listen closely to what they're saying. Just have a listen.
Don't you think it's a bit odd that what Hagrid wants more than anything is a dragon and a stranger turns up who just happens to have one? I mean, how many people wander around with dragon eggs in their pocket? Why didn't I see it before? Hagrid, who gave you the dragon egg? What did he look like?
Is it finished?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say?
No, it just finished right as you said. Is it finished?
Okay, cool. Yeah. Sorry, because I can't hear it.
Hagrid, who gave you the dragon egg? Yeah. What did he look like?
Anything interesting that you reckon?
He said, who goes, the one thing Hagrid wants more than anything is a dragon.
Mm-hmm. Anything else weird about it at all that you didn't notice?
Person playing the flute in the background?
Hagrid is playing the Harry Potter theme song on the flute.
Oh!
Hagrid is actually playing the theme song to Harry Potter on the flute, which is, there are so many unanswered questions about this. One, since when does Hagrid play the flute? Two, why is he playing the theme song to the movie he is currently in?
Oh my God.
I genuinely feel like no one has ever brought that up or acknowledged that Hagrid is actually playing the main theme to Harry Potter.
How does Hagrid know the Harry Potter theme song?
Yeah. It implies that the Harry Potter theme song is a song in the Harry Potter world, or even better, Hagrid wrote it.
Whoa.
John Williams never wrote it. Hagrid wrote it. Yeah. It's weird.
I actually don't even know what to say to that. Hagrid...
Do you think anyone else has ever talked about it before? I think everyone subconsciously knew. I think watching that movie, you're like, oh, he's playing the theme. But then you never go, hang on a second. How is Hagrid playing the theme to the movie?
Has he watched the movie?
How could he watch the movie? Because this is in the movie.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I shouldn't have seen that. I shouldn't have seen that. I should not have seen that.
I just think it's such a...
Watch out for Quirrell. I won't say anymore.
I don't know. I just think it's whack, man.
It opens a lot of questions.
It does. And it kind of, to bridge into the double F, which breaks the fourth wall, in some ways it is fourth wall breaking.
Yeah.
Because
it is fourth wall breaking. Yeah. 100%. It's kind of like if they, I don't know, if they, if one of the, say, either, what's her name, McGonagall's, if Maggie Smith or what's Snape's name again?
Alan Rickman.
If they like snuck in like a line from one of their other movies, well, it kind of breaks the fourth wall.
It would be like if Snape was watching Die Hard.
Yes.
Because then like-
That's funny.
He's watching a movie where a guy that looks like is in it. Yeah, anyway. Or if one of the characters was reading-
this movie.
This is a Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. Don't at me. Anyway, let's
Mr. Officer John McClane.
Let's get into the double F.
I did have something else, but
Yeah.
All I wanted to say was about again this Harry Potter TV show. They've finally announced that they're down to the three finalists for writers.
Yeah, and it's coming in 2026 apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the fact that they haven't even. They don't even have a writer yet.
Mm.
So anyway, but one of the writers, her name is Francesca Gardner, who's up to write the Harry Potter series. And she recently wrote and produced for Succession.
Oh,
so I'll just love it. I'd just love it if like just not subtly at all. It was basically just Succession with Harry Potter characters.
Harry Potter Succession.
So like Dumbledore is the old guy, Logan Roy.
Yeah,
and then like
Harry Malfoy.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of if it'd be like Snape or Malfoy would be Kendall Roy.
Yeah, who would be? What's the woman's name?
Shiv.
Who would be Shiv?
Well, yeah, that's it. Like Ginny.
Yeah, I mean she's got red hair.
Yep.
Who would be Kieran Culkin?
They'd have to be Harry or something, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, and then Neville would be either the Greg or Tom or whatever, but I don't know. I haven't fleshed out, but I feel like we should make a trailer. Does Pat work for us?
I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, get someone to make a trailer that's got Succession music
and Harry Potter clips. Yeah, I like that.
We haven't done it.
We'll get that done. Someone do it. One of you do it.
Is that worth bringing up?
Yeah, really, I like that. No, I think it's interesting.
It's interesting.
Comment
what you think the characters are.
Yeah. Great call to
comment
action.
Comment where? I don't know.
Comment somewhere.
Comment to the person next to you on the train.
Yeah.
I think Dumbledore would be.
like,
so why are you sitting next to me?
At the end of chapter 32 last week, I believe, I think Harry was stripped of his title as headmaster and Neville became the headmaster of Hogwarts. You don't remember that at all, do you?
did it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Because sometimes I re-listen and then I don't remember. Like
You were re-listening when I bumped into you when I wasn't wearing undies.
But then like a different podcast comes out that I haven't listened to and
And you weren't on.
Yeah, so I didn't finish it.
Well, anyway, I guess we pick up at chapter 33.
Yes, Neville is the headmaster.
Yeah, insane. Wow. Absolutely insane. Chapter 33, though, we always start, Sam, by reading the title of the chapter, which is...
Chapter 33... A surprisingly sentimental chapter.
Ooh, interesting.
Okay.
Pick it up.
Sentimental sounds boring.
It's not often you get a chapter where there's not a lot of laughs, which is good.
And surprising, well, it's not surprising anymore. It's
true, because now we know it's going to be sentimental.
Yeah, they should put the title at the end.
Yeah. Okay. At the end of the chapter.
By the way, this chapter was called... Okay. Here we go. Lockie Lockhart was beginning to feel himself changing. Not in a pubes way, although some were sprouting. In a mind way.
You know what? I don't remember, like, I think we've talked about this. I don't remember, like, any interim period of pubes. I remember not having pubes. I remember having pubes. I don't remember, like, the sprouting phase. Do you?
I mean, I guess there isn't an interim. There isn't.
There has to be. Why? There has to be a point where you've just got like three hairs down there. Anyway, right in.
Yep.
No, don't.
Well, we'll do. Okay, I'm going to move on though.
Okay.
He was feeling angrier, moodier, emo-er, in a way he couldn't explain. He was listening to a lot of My Chemical Romance at the moment.
Well, that's why.
And his eyes had begun changing colour to a yellowy tinge. The yellow becoming darker, the angrier he felt.
Always that yellow tinge.
Yes. And this does sound like it would be you as a teenager minus the yellow eyes.
True. I love My Chemical Romance.
Yeah. But then I'm also just, how does yellow become darker?
What do you mean?
What is it?
There's like pale yellow yeah, and guess. Then there's darker yellow.
Moving on. Okay. He knew that this was the year he was going to solve the mystery of him and Gemini Jones.
That's good.
How did he know? He's like, nah, I wasn't even trying last year.
This will be the year.
This will be the year. Right here, right now, right here. Sorry, doubled up there.
Right here, right now, right here.
Oh,
I was singing
right
song.
Here, right now,
right here, right now.
Because you know what song I thought?
What song?
I thought, right here, right now, I put the offer out.
Hamilton?
No.
Rent?
Greatest Showman.
Ah. Oh.
This is the greatest show.
We've talked about this. I cried on the plane to Japan.
Oh, gosh. Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't, yeah.
Okay. In their transfiguration lesson and, oh, sorry. In their transfiguration lesson with Expelled and Slytherin, in which the boys once again had to practice spirit jumping.
Spirit jumping.
Which Jesus. Still to this day, not a single student other than Derek had been able to achieve.
Because Derek was able to jump into the suit of armor we yes. saw on that chapter.
God, good. Yeah, he was good. this one class, no one's been able to do it all year.
Mm.
Okay. The sentence structure was weird in that because it felt like... You feel like you're going to say, you know, in the trip in which the boys had to practice spirit jumping, something else should happen.
Yeah.
But you've just gone, in which the boys had to go, and no one else had been able to do it.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Bad writing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the right practice. Is it?
I still don't know how to spell practice, which practice is which.
I mean, it feels like it's a C almost all the time.
Mm. I have to practice it.
That's good.
Thank you.
All right. Keep on practicing. Or don't. You won't get it. This sucks. What? Hermione said to the class. So keep on practicing or don't. You won't get it. This sucks, Hermione said to the class.
This does suck.
Yeah. You know, years ago at Hogwarts, I had a great group of third years who just got it when it came to spirit jumps. Within a few weeks, at least two of my students could spirit jump into anything. I actually sometimes wish they could spirit jump into me. You think sex is good? Wait till someone is actually inside you.
Well, that doesn't make sense because if you have a penis inside you, someone is inside
you. Yeah, but I guess she meant the whole spirit.
Hermione, the whole thing, yeah.
Hermione slapped her ass. No, Hermione slapped her ass and slutted her way out of the classroom. Well,
slutted her way out.
What? I don't know what I'm imagining. I'm imagining her kind of slapping her ass and then like shimmying in a
way
out.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly what I thought.
Which doesn't, you know, shimmying.
Out of character for her, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's really changed.
Also, the group, I think there's been some allusions in the past of was it Cheeseman Damo was really good at spirit jumping or he had a book about spirit jumping? I don't know if that's linked. But yeah.
I'm having a mental prediction.
I do think the spirit jumps are bigger than, like, because at first they were just a random thing, but you know, repetition. Okay.
If you're watching this and listening to this now, I have a mental prediction about spirit jumps that I'm not going to reveal now.
Oh.
But later on, if it's right, this is the moment
I'm
talking about.
In this chapter?
Or just in the book.
But do you want to write it down so you can prove?
I'm proving it now.
Yeah, but if the twist happens, you're like, that was my twist. Like, well, you could say that for anything.
Good.
I think you should write it down at some point.
This is the moment.
No, can you do...
This is the greatest!
Can you write it down and put it in an envelope and we seal the envelope and then we, like, announce it like an Oscar winner?
Yeah, but maybe we... Well, let's not do it right
now. Not now, but, like, just find an envelope at some point and write the twist.
That's going to be the biggest challenge, isn't it?
Well, just ask Harry Potter. He had heaps of them. Oh, drive.
What do you reckon they do with all those letters? They're like, oh, shit.
Well, he was using some as, like, fire.
Oh, right. They probably did, yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, Neville had become headmaster and Harry had been relegated to gamekeeper. So he was bunking with Hagrid.
Oh, isn't Hagrid? I guess Hagrid's care of magical creatures now.
Yeah, yeah.
Already, just the idea of Harry bunking with Hagrid and like Hagrid's hut.
Hilarious.
I'm getting Donkey and Shrek vibes in the swamp.
Yeah. Hagrid! Let's jump on the bed. Fuck, this is going to be so good. Just me and you bunking together like the old days. Harry began jumping on Hagrid's bed and beckoned for Hagrid to join him. Hagrid excitedly ran up to the bed and jumped on it once, collapsing it through the floor of Hagrid's hut.
Of Hagrid hut.
and impacting the plumbing.
Oh, that's not good.
That is not good.
No.
Like the old, when did they bunk together? Like the old days.
Yeah, I mean, that's, it implies yeah. there's a gap that we don't know about. Maybe Ginny kicked him out from yeah. him. He's like, hey, Hagrid, can I stay with you, mate? Yeah, no worries, Harry.
Yeah. Who did the good Hagrid impressions? Zach
Pat Miller. And Zach, yeah.
Let's do a Hagrid impression.
Just like generally?
Oh. You're a wizard, Harry.
You're a wizard, Harry. No, mine's bad.
Yours is pretty bad. Mine's not great either.
Yeah, well.
Why don't we read him as Trump instead?
I'm not good at Trump either.
Neither.
Well, here we are. Yep. Let's just keep reading, maybe.
All right. You're a wizard. No, okay, no, let's
Harry,
get...
you're a wizard. You're a wizard,
you
Harry.
Have a list, but
you're
I
a
think.
Wizard, Harry.
That's pretty good. All right, truth or dare, Hagrid, Harry said later in the evening as a strange pooey smell oozed out of the pipes that might have been poo.
That's caused by the plumbing yeah. issues, I guess. I'll do Hagrid.
Okay.
Truth?
Hagrid said blankly. Harry giggled like a schoolgirl. Oh my God, I can't ask this. Okay, fuck, I just will. Do you have a crush on anyone playing the game right now? Harry giggled and covered his eyes with embarrassment. The game. That they play. Oh, it's only
truth
two.
Or dare. Yeah. Do you have a crush on me? No.
Hagrid said blankly.
I try to... Hagrid's voice to me is very Scooby-Doo-ish. Robido. Wow,
that is very funny.
Hagrid.
You are doing...
Shaggy. Raggy. Velma. I do a good Scooby.
You do a good Scooby.
Robidoo.
Maybe you should just do...
Zoink, Shaggy.
You should just do Hagrid as
I'm going to do Hagrid do, yeah.
Yep.
You're a wizard. You're a wizard, Harry.
That's good.
Roby dooby doo. You have a Scooby snack?
It's like annoying, but it's good enough that I'm like loving.
Oh, okay. Thanks, man. I'll keep
but
it
it's
up.
It's annoying.
So Hagrid says no.
said Harry. Okay, you do me now.
Truth or
Hagrid began blankly. Dare! Harry said. Oh my God. You know what you should really, what would be really funny, Hagrid? Dare me to kiss you. Seriously, I dare you. I dare you not. I dare you to dare me to kiss you. That'd be so funny. Oh, not that I'd want to, but like, that's why it's funny, you know, because like we would never kiss ever. Unless. No.
I dare you to kiss me.
Hagrid said blankly. Oh my God. I cannot believe you dared that. Fuck. This game is insane. Fuck. Okay. Should I just like do it? Harry said, sorry, it was all in all caps, just to be clear. Yeah. Harry said, leaning forward toward Hagrid, climbing up his torso to reach his mouth.
So big.
Oh my God, I cannot believe I'm doing this. I would never do this. I'm not gay.
I'm not. I swear, I'm not. Guys. This is so weird.
Harry then passionately began kissing Hagrid on the mouth. I didn't see this coming. We've got a notification from Pat.
On no... distraction mode or whatever.
Thank you, because I don't want to be distracted in this.
Yeah, and it's set a surprisingly sentimental chapter.
Yeah, so I didn't see this coming.
Yeah. Maybe it meant a surprisingly sexual-mental yeah. chapter.
Mental yeah. and sexual.
Yeah.
Harry then passionately began kissing Hagrid on the mouth, while Hagrid simply idly stood by and made absolutely zero kissing motions. After 8 minutes of this, Harry got down. Wow. Yeah. Oh, and speaking of which, the next line is wow.
From Harry.
Oh. Wow. Okay, that got weird. Okay, truth or dare, Hagrid? Oh, say dare. Say dare, Hagrid, Harry said.
Truth?
Hagrid said. No, say dare. It'll be funny, I swear, Harry said.
Okay, dare?
Hagrid said blankly. You're saying a lot of things blankly, but yeah.
I think or, it's just suggesting that Hagrid's yeah. just like I have no idea what's going yeah, yeah. on. Yeah.
Even though he's just stood there for 8 minutes while Harry just licks his face, essentially. you're in trouble now. I got you wrapped around my finger, don't I? What should I dare you to do? Okay. Oh, okay. Fuck, this will be weird. I dare you to kiss me, Harry said. This is crazy thought, but I dare you to kiss me.
We just did that,
Hagrid said blankly. Ah, fuck, Hagrid. Fine. You know what? Fucking fine. I'm just going to bed. Fuck this, Harry said angrily, switching the lights off and getting into Hagrid's bed. You can sleep on the fucking couch tonight. I don't want you next to me.
So they're sharing a bed? Or maybe they're not sharing a bed, but Hagrid just Harry just wants the bed. So yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's fine. Okay. Okay, and then we're just
I think we're out of that scene now.
We're completely changing scenes. So why did we even say that? Lockie ditched the rest of the boys to head to the library. The rest of the boys were happy going through the book without worrying about anything because they weren't in danger. He knew he had to push the plot forward.
Ooh.
That's interesting.
I've got to be the one to push the plot forward.
I've got to fuck stuff up.
Yeah.
All through the year, Lockie had been having flashbacks about Cheeseman Damo's memories.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Because he went into Cheeseman Damo's memories. Yeah.
Yeah, the big cum elephant.
Oh my God, yeah. Mm. The memory of Vladek Slobodomonovic murdering Jordan Borden and Talia with Cheeseman Damo escaping at the last moment. But something didn't add up. Why didn't Vladek kill Cheeseman Damo?
That's right.
How did he escape unharmed? Mm. The boys kept rolling their eyes when Lockie would explain to them certain patterns he had seen. You see, in the first book, Mr. Charger had Voldemort on his bum, the same way that Professor Quirrell had Voldemort on the back of his head.
See, this is like Hagrid playing the theme song to Harry Potter.
Yeah. And in the second book, we found out that the Jim Wilkins choir was Clownish Kimjiri, the same way we find out Tom Riddle was Lord Voldemort. There's going to be a similar thing in this book. I just know it.
it just doesn't. No, he's found the patterns.
Yeah,
I think a lot of listeners have found that as well. There's got to be this.
I have to walk over here now, said Tom, who walked three steps to the west.
Oh, to the west.
Got a compass on him. I'll go over here.
That's like the Simpsons thing. You know, the Simpsons with when he falls in love with Jessica Lovejoy, and it's like, church was fun today. I have to turn my chair this way now. And she just wrote that.
I was trying to remember a Simpsons scene last night.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's when Homer's playing poker with like the boys around the table in the kitchen.
Yeah. The garage.
And Carl. The
car. Oh, look at you. The garage. Oh, the garage. What do you call it? The car hole.
Exactly.
It's Mo.
And then is it the same one where they then are making fun of him for being slow?
Making fun of Mo.
No, of Homer. And then like, and then in his mental monologue, they zoom in and he's like, hey, they're calling you slow. And he goes to make a comeback and then it's
everyone's gone
to the next.
Yeah.
What does he say?
I can't remember. We'll dig that up. I won't put the audio in. Dig it up yourself, but I'll find it for my own enjoyment.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Oh shit. Okay. In Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, Sirius Black was innocent in the end. He never killed Peter Pettigrew. He was framed, said Lockie. So I love that they've all read the books.
Yeah. We know what's going
this
on
is
here.
Like, they're like, we go to the school that the books are that happen.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah.
This is like High School Musical, the musical, the series on Disney Plus.
I want to watch that.
Yeah.
Is it? Because it's like a parody, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's the idea is the high school that they attend.
Yes.
Is where they filmed
High School Musical.
High School Musical. And then their school is putting on a production of High School Musical.
Clever. I love that.
I love that as a concept.
Yeah.
And it's wholesome. It's got young Olivia Rodrigo before she was like a star like she is.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, cool.
So she sings in it and I'm like, wow, this girl's great. And then now she's a star.
It's like if.
I discovered her. Essentially.
Oh, did you? Yeah, you broke her. You broke Olivia Rodrigo.
Don't say it like that. She was like 13.
You broke her, as in broke her to the public. Anyway.
Sure. Oh, sorry, you want me to continue? Yeah, I thought you were going to continue.
No.
All right. So said Lockie about Sirius Black. And your point is, said Rob?
So he says Sirius never killed Peter Pettigrew. He was framed. Yeah.
Yeah. And your point is, said Rob, I think this book is the same. Vladek never did it. He's innocent. And something else happened that night. I think Jordan Borden survived. He's Peter Pettigrew, said Lockie.
And I think he means he's the...
Metaphorically.
Yeah. Not literally.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that's a whole nother level. Sam looked at the boys and did the cuckoo symbol to them about Lockie.
Cuckoo.
Like crazy.
I don't think there's anything ruder you could do than in front of someone's face after they say something, just be like, cuckoo.
Yeah, look to the person next to you and go, this guy, crazy.
Oh, I forgot. I went to my nonna's to get a copy of the Il Globo.
Oh, yeah.
And then I put it in my backpack, but then my water bottle spilled in the backpack, so the Il Globo.
I need an Il Globo.
I'm
going to
get another copy so we can read an Il Globo article.
I don't know
article.
Why I find that so funny.
The Il Globo.
I'm going to, and when I get that copy, I'm going to take it to my Italian friend at footy and show.
Yeah, great.
My Italian friend's name's Giuseppe.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's great.
I believe you.
I love the Il Globo.
Il Globo, the Italia Melbourne newspaper about world events. Il Globo means the world.
I love it. Just like, once it's like, oh, Brunetti's on Lygon Street's having a special on biscotti.
Yeah.
And below that, it's like, you know.
Tensions rising in the Middle East.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's like, oh, don't get pickpocketed in Rome this week. You're like, well, yeah. I'm not there.
We should do it. You know what? We'll do a bonus episode that's all Il Globo stories. I'll read them and you have to guess what the story is.
Great.
Cool.
Okay.
Still nothing super sentimental.
Yeah. In one late night in the library, Lockie was busy reading old newspaper clippings around the time that Jordan Borden and Talia's murder occurred. Does that do all libraries keep old
newspapers? Like an arc? I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so.
He bumped into a suit of armor. Oh.
Ooh, who could that be?
Okay. In all capitals. Sentimental, non-funny part of the book, Alertion. Like an alert, okay. Sad music plays over this scene.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll put some of that in will, post, okay. Yeah.
Maybe some violin.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Oh, a bit of cello's coming in now. I like that.
No, I'm not doing it to that extent. I'm definitely not doing it to that extent.
I can hear raindrops.
Oh, raindrops keep falling on my head.
Well, that's going to ruin it.
All right.
That's weird.
Can I be... You go. You be lucky.
I'll be whoever
could be around the corner here.
Mm-hmm. We can see it. So, that's weird. What's this doing here? Lockie then jolted as the suit of armor turned and looked at him.
Lockie, it's me, Derek. I've spirit jumped into the suit. I come here most nights just to read and be alone.
Derek said through the suit. There's a dot, 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 just to. So maybe he also just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was going to say masturbating, but he's a suit of armor.
Read and be alone. Read magazines with naked ladies in them.
That's all I do. To any innocent bystander, it may have seemed strange to see a young boy speaking to a large suit of armor who were both reading books, but something felt comforting to Lockie. Okay. The moon was shining bright and was full, but there are no werewolves in this book. I can promise you that much.
Interesting.
I feel like there will be now. The glow of the moon shone through the window in the library, silhouetting shadows onto the wall, but perfectly casting Lockie and the suit of armor into the light.
This is quite beautiful. So descriptive.
Mm. Both boys became startled when a book seemed to fall off a shelf quickly, leaving a bang sound and the pitter-patter sound of little feet running.
Oh.
Must be Mrs. Norris, Filch's cat, Lockie said. What I find funny about that is like Derek would know it's Filch's cat. Like everyone knows Mrs. He'd be like, he's explaining it to another student going, that must be Mrs. Norris, Filch's cat.
Oh, yeah.
It's like another student would be like, yeah.
Yeah, I know it's Filch's cat. Everyone knows that. We go to school here. Yeah, like, yeah, I get that.
That must be Miss McGonagall. She's one of the teachers here. Phil just got Lockie said, but he couldn't shake the feeling that he had been followed or was being watched by somebody.
Lockie, what brings you down here tonight?
Derek's voice sounded muffled and subtly robotic underneath the suit of armor, making him sound bigger and more powerful. Derek, do you ever feel? Lockie began, but the suit of armor was already nodding.
Alone?
It said. A tear began rolling through Lockie's eyes.
Why are you laughing so much? This is sad. I'm sad.
It's so funny. I don't know why.
I'm sad.
Because why was this? Anyway, whatever. Sure. Yeah. Something's wrong with me.
Remember, there's sad music playing. So it's going to be jarring for the listeners when you're laughing.
That's true. But I don't want to take away from it. But I also then am remembering, like, you're writing this as a little boy. And,
true, yeah.
Which is depressing.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah, and funny.
Thank you. Thank you.
Something's wrong with me. And I don't know what it is, but I feel lost and incomplete. Like, my story isn't really mine, like you said.
Interesting.
I
feel the same way sometimes.
The suit of armor responded, and I'm taking this very seriously. I'm no more laughing. Okay. Derek's voice.
The suit of armor responded. Oh, this is Derek's voice muffling through.
Yeah.
I feel like nobody gets me. I feel like there's something hidden inside of me, some kind of truth or destiny that I haven't been able to realize yet. But lucky, it's normal you'd feel that way. Everything that's been going on, you know, with Gemini, there is a story there that is yet to be told.
Wow, that's powerful. Powerful
stuff. We've never had a chapter like this.
If I might just add one sentiment to the listeners.
Yes.
Cuckoo! this guy! I mean, Derek seems different in the suit of armor.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Lockie looked up at the suit of armor, glowing in the moonlight. There was something majestic about the shimmering silver shining there. Rain began falling outside heavily, and Lockie could swore he saw something small moving under the bookshelf, but it was probably just a mouse.
And so that to me is interesting because, like, Peter Pettigrew was obviously a rat or a mouse, and it's like we've just been talking about that. I don't know.
And someone else might have spirit jump. Someone's got Damo.
Cheeseman Damo, maybe, yeah.
The rain grew heavier and lightning struck as the sad music continued to play. So you keep playing it now. They kind of faded out for a bit, but now they're back. Good. Derek, when you spirit jump into that thing, does it feel like you're somebody else? Lockie asked. The suit of armor looked up to the stars outside the window, the metal cranking as his head moved.
He's like the Tin Man. He might need some oil.
Yeah.
Like, needs Judy Garland to come.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Derek began.
I feel stronger, less alone. I might always be alone, but at least here I feel strong in this suit. But when the magic wears off, I feel pathetic again. Why is that funny? This is sad. I feel sad for them. They're bonding.
Well, he should just stay in the suit or something. You're not pathetic. You're so strong. Did you write this? Have you just for me to say these words to you now? You're not pathetic, Mike. I mean, Derek, you're not pathetic. You're so strong. To be holding the spirit jump for so long, only an exceptionally powerful wizard could hold on to a jump for more than an hour. You heard Professor Granger. She said she had one student back in the day who could spirit jump for days at a time, never releasing the form. Crazy. I can't even jump into a needle, Lockie said.
So who is that student?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the
mystery.
What are you looking for tonight, Lockie?
The suit of armor returned its gaze to the boy. The truth. Answers. All of it, I suppose, Lockie responded.
You'll find it. Mainly because the book is nearly over and there's no way the author is going to keep is waiting another book. This really feels like the book where we get answers.
Said Derek. Yeah, that was a... Going to keep his waiting.
Us waiting, it must waiting. Be.
That is true. I didn't think about the book nearly being over.
Yeah. We're chapter 33, aren't we?
Yeah.
Who knows? It's long. It's going to be over, so nothing's really up. All right,
the book's nearly over, so we should be finding it out. Right. Sometimes I think it's my destiny to leave Hogwarts and find out the truth. Gemini is out there, somewhere, being held hostage by Kim Jiri and Mr. Charger. Ledeck is out there too, Lockie said.
You'd really leave Hogwarts in pursuit of the truth?
Derek said. Lockie looked down and pondered the question for a moment. Now, there's a lot of looking down, looking up, looking at the stars, looking outside. There's a lot of that.
A lot of head movements. Yeah.
No one would miss me, he said. I mean, I feel like they'd notice. Yeah. And it felt true. None of the boys seemed to care about how he was feeling. This conversation with Derek was the first deep conversation he'd ever had. Even his own father, Blade.
Oh, yeah, Blade.
Yeah, never forget. Seemed to value Lockie more as an asset or a tool than as a son.
Oh.
But right here, right now, right here. Sorry, double up again. Lockie felt understood. That's a line.
That's not true.
Derek began.
I would.
Wow. Are we going to kiss?
It does kind of feel like that.
The shot lingers for a few moments before fading to black. And this is the end of the chapter. That line, and it's a whole page dedicated to that one line.
The shot lingers.
The shot lingers for a few moments before fading to black. You could have just ended the chapter.
I think would. That's so lovely. No one would miss me. That's not true. I would.
Thanks, suit of armor.
Thanks, suit of armor. I have to go now.
Anyway, we still hate you, Derek.
That was surprisingly sentimental.
It was.
If some of us weren't ruining it by making a mockery of it.
I'm sorry. If there's listeners out there that were close to tears and I ruined it.
Yeah.
I do apologize.
I like this little friendship between Lockie and Derek.
Yeah.
But it does, yeah, something. All I'm going to say is something's going on in this book.
Maybe, this is not going to be it, but maybe someone's spirit jumped into Lockie for this whole time and he's not even himself. Oh. He's not even himself. He's Hermione or something.
Or maybe the suit of armor isn't Derek.
Maybe it isn't.
Maybe it's
Blade.
Blade. No. Cheese Man Damon or something. Anyway.
Wow.
Love the chappy. Thank you for being
here. Good chappy. I like a bit of a different tone.
And if you went away, I'd miss you.
Hmm. Yeah. And
yeah.
Yeah, I'd expect you to. And if you went away, you know, I'd keep going. I could keep going.
Would it be hard?
We'd make do. I won't say either way. You know, the world keeps spinning.
Yeah, the world will keep spinning,
doesn't it? Sun will come up tomorrow morning.
You have some shows at the Comedy Festival.
Yep, Comedy Festival is coming up bloody quick. So, yeah, April 2nd to 7th.
Yeah.
Tickets really are selling, which is good. So buy them now. I'm doing less shows than I usually do, so they should all sell out, and they probably will.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, please buy them, though. I still need people to come.
Yeah.
So yeah, get some tickets. It'll be funny. There's songs, stand up, stories, fun stories.
I love
it. I told
this.
You a few of them.
But, yeah, they're great. Yeah. They're great. Harry Potter and the Boys, patreon.com/HarryPotterandTheBoys. Support us there. Listen to my other pod. Go to my YouTube channel. All that stuff.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
This has been Harry Potter and the Boys.
Good night.
We never say that. Goodbye, Hermores. Sorry, I just took your line.
Do you want to kiss for 8 minutes?
At least.